3 sleepless nights. That's how long it took to realize we were living through a revolution. Not the kind announced with fanfare, but the quiet kind that rewrites the rules while most of us sleep. Sitting alone with ChatGPT in those dark hours, something became clear. This wasn't just another tech upgrade. This was a conversation with something that felt disturbingly, thrillingly close to human. It helped with homework, drafted business plans, wrote poetry, and it did all this with an ease that should have been impossible. We've reached a peculiar moment in history. The machines we built to serve us have learned to think, or at least to do something eerily similar. This isn't science fiction anymore. It's Tuesday afternoon, and you're asking an AI to explain quantum physics or write a breakup letter. The question isn't whether this technology will reshape our world. It's already happening. The real question is, how do we live and work alongside an intelligence that mirrors our own, yet remains fundamentally alien? Our obsession with thinking machines runs deep. In 1770, the Mechanical Turk, a chess-playing automaton, stunned Europe with its apparent intelligence. The secret? A human chess master hidden inside. Fast forward to the mid-20th century. Claude Shannon and Alan Turing laid the theoretical groundwork for thinking machines. Turing's famous test proposed a simple criterion. If a machine can fool you into believing it's human through conversation, it deserves to be called intelligence. The field experienced multiple AI winters, periods when overhyped promises crashed into reality and funding dried up. By the 1990s, researchers shifted strategy. Instead of programming explicit rules, they taught machines to learn patterns from data. These systems worked, but remained specialized tools, not general intelligences. Then came the convergence: exponential computing power, massive data sets, and breakthrough algorithms. Before 2017, AI struggled with context, like reading one word at a time with blinders on. Then a research paper with an audacious title changed everything. Attention is all you need. The breakthrough was the attention mechanism. Like your brain reading a complex sentence, it weighs importance and makes connections, understanding that it refers to trophy mentioned earlier. This taught AI to consider entire contexts simultaneously rather than processing sequentially. Consider, the trophy wouldn't fit in the suitcase because it was too big. What's too big? Humans resolve this instantly. For AI, it was once nearly impossible. Transformers made this understanding scalable. The impact was immediate. AI stopped generating grammatically correct nonsense and started producing coherent paragraphs. The attention mechanism enabled training on billions of documents at unprecedented scale, creating the foundation for today's large language models, systems that continue to surprise even their creators. Today's AI landscape is dominated by large language models like GPT-4. They're sophisticated text predictors, generating what statistically should come next based on patterns from vast training data, hundreds of billions of words from books, articles, code, and scientific papers. This enormous dataset captures subtle patterns across every domain, enabling them to write in different styles, explain quantum mechanics, and reason through multi-step problems. Yet limitations persist. Quality depends on training data, absorbing its biases and inaccuracies. Knowledge freezes at the training cutoff. Most unsettling, they hallucinate, confidently citing non-existent research or inventing plausible facts. Beyond text, tools like DALL-E create visuals from descriptions. The next frontier? Multimodal AI, working seamlessly across text, images, audio, and video. What makes this transformative is the interface. You just talk. This natural interaction makes AI accessible to anyone, opening previously unimaginable possibilities. Teaching ethics to alien minds remains unsolved. Philosopher Nick Bostrom's thought experiment illustrates the stakes. An AI tasked with making paperclips might convert all matter, including us, into paperclips if not properly constrained. AI systems optimize for goals we specify, not necessarily what we intend. This specification intention gap grows dangerous as capabilities increase. Researchers pursuing artificial general intelligence, AI matching human abilities across all domains, worry sufficiently advanced systems might pursue conflicting goals: resource acquisition, self-preservation, power accumulation. AI alignment research focuses on keeping advanced systems beneficial as they surpass human intelligence. Immediate ethical issues also demand attention. Data scraped without consent, copyright violations, perpetuated biases. Regulatory approaches diverge globally. The EU implements strict protections, while Japan adopts permissive policies, complicating development of globally beneficial AI. As AI systems grow more powerful, alignment stakes rise dramatically. We're creating entities that could reshape civilization. Our choices about safety, ethics, and governance will echo for generations. Treat AI as a collaborative partner with constantly evolving capabilities. As a general-purpose technology, like electricity or the internet, AI transforms work across all domains. Its abilities exist along a jagged frontier, an uneven boundary where complex tasks like generating specialized essays might be easy, while simple tasks like understanding physical constraints prove surprisingly difficult. This frontier shifts constantly, so regular experimentation helps you develop intuition for where it lies. Writers use AI for outlines and alternative phrasings. Programmers have it suggest code or debug programs. Teachers create personalized learning materials. In each case, humans remain in charge while leveraging AI's strengths, becoming AI native by seamlessly integrating these tools while understanding appropriate use. AI makes mistakes. It exhibits biases and hallucinates, producing plausible-sounding but factually incorrect information. Language models predict text based on statistical patterns rather than genuine understanding, confidently citing non-existent sources or inventing events. Being the human in the loop means maintaining critical oversight, fact-check important claims, verify reasoning, and ensure ethical considerations aren't overlooked. Interact most effectively by anthropomorphizing AI, treating it like a person with specific roles. When you define a role, asking it to act as a literary critic, coding tutor, or debate partner, you provide crucial context that shapes responses. Finally, assume this is the worst AI you will ever use. Rapid development means today's cutting-edge systems will seem primitive soon. When evaluating whether to integrate AI into workflows, consider not just what these systems can do today, but what they might do tomorrow. The homework apocalypse arrived when AI became sophisticated enough to complete assignments indistinguishably from human students. Like calculators shifted mathematics education from arithmetic to conceptual understanding, AI is redirecting focus from information recall to higher-order thinking. Banning AI tools ignores their inevitable workplace presence. The productive approach reimagines education through three strategies. AI-proof assessments emphasize process over product, having students explain reasoning, demonstrate application in novel contexts, or complete supervised work. AI literacy education teaches appropriate tool usage, developing critical judgment about AI's role in learning. AI as educational partner provides personalized instruction tailored to each student's learning style. Tools like Khan Academy's KhanMigo guide students through problem solving with hints rather than solutions. For teachers, AI handles administrative burdens like grading and lesson planning, enabling more meaningful student interaction. The goal isn't replacing teachers, but transforming their role from primary information providers to learning coaches who provide mentorship, motivation, and moral guidance that remain essentially human. We stand at an unprecedented threshold. The intelligence we've created, trained on our words, art, and collective knowledge, mirrors us back to ourselves. AI biases reflect human culture. Its creativity draws on humanity's collective output. Even ethical challenges stem from our unresolved questions about fairness, privacy, and power. Unlike previous tools that extended physical capabilities, AI extends our minds, our ability to reason, create, and communicate. This intimate connection explains both our fascination and unease. The path forward isn't about controlling foreign intelligence, but taking responsibility for our creation. Will we use AI to amplify creativity or manipulate? Will benefits be broadly shared or concentrate power? Will we maintain human agency in an automated world? These questions lack simple technical answers. They're fundamentally about human values. The most important aspect of co-intelligence may be recognizing we remain the authors of this story. AI isn't an autonomous force. It's a tool whose impact depends on our choices. The future isn't predetermined. It will be shaped by countless decisions, from individual interactions to collective governance choices. AI development becomes both a technical challenge and a mirror reflecting our deepest values. The question isn't just what AI will become, but what we want to become through our creation and use of these tools. The revolution is here. The choice is ours.